He was in the cemetery. Shalov de Kachavin, in the Goyisha cemetery. That's where Rabbi Bavua was, and there he met Elio. Omalei, so Rabbi Bavua, the first thing he did, you hear a Maisa, he met Elio Anovi. What's the first thing you do? Mamish in the spoil, give him Shalom Aleichem. How you doing? When's Mashiach coming? First thing we talk to Elio Anovi about. No. First thing he asked him is a Shalom Alocha, what we're talking about. The first thing he saw Elio Anovi, he asked him right away. Mal, she is Sadu Valchoiv. What's the locha by a Balchoiv? And the Balchoiv now comes to sell the Mashkin after 30 days. Does he have to leave over any money for the labor or not? Omalei. So Elio Anovi answered back, Goma Micha Micha Merchin. Yes, we learn out from the Pasha Berchin. Kabi Erchin Ksiv Yemochu Mierkecho. Kabi Balchoiv Ksiv Zichi Yomacho Chicho. So at least Elio Anovi held that by a Balchoiv also the Pasha of Masadrin. That you have the right to sell everything, like a Shimon Gamliel says in the Mishnah, but rather you have to make sure to leave over the leiva things that you need to live on. Then he asked him a second question. Minayin li orum. So this is the question again, that Rabba Baravua met Eliyahu in the Beis HaKvaros. And this is the question what he asked him. Minayin li orum shelo yitrim. How do you know a person that's undressed, how do you know an orum could take off truma? The Pasuk says, "V'lo yiroh b'cho ervas dover." In other words, you shouldn't see an ervas dover. Pasuk means to say, "Dibur is also when yorim, but not to take off truma." No, forget. Here it says, "Minayin l'arim shaloi yitrum." Forget. If you're undressed, if you're naked, you should not take off truma. The Pasuk says, "V'lo yiroh b'cho ervas dover." Like you're not supposed to see yourself when you're undressed, which means you can't say a dvar kedusha in front of an erva. So therefore, when you take off truma, you have to make a bracha. And you're not allowed to make a bracha when you're not dressed. So therefore, you should not take off truma when you are. Rashi says, Erbaz dover, v'shor shato medaber boy. When you're talking to Hashem, I'm saying a bracha, it should be, v'lo yiroi b'cho erbaz dover. Shema mina inodim mevorek ishuarim. Here we learn out, you're not allowed to make a bracha when you're undressed. V'torim boy bracha. Now when you take off truma, you have to make a bracha. It's a mitzvah to take off truma. You have to make a bracha b'shash to take off truma. Why did boy mina inin torim to awesome to not what did he asked this kash to Elio Anovi? Because we learned in the Mishnah in Trumais, a magvi in Trumarim, you don't take off Trumah and Yorim. So like he asked him, how do we know this from? In other words, the din says in the Mishnah. But now Rav Ravu asked Elio Anovi, what's the pshat in this din? So he answered him back from this postik, lo yiroi b'chlo erbaz dover. Oh, Malay. So Rabbi Abba said to Elio Anovi, lav kayinu, aren't you Elio Anovi, you're kayin? So Rashi says, lav kayin mar. The equal man the Yom Eliyahu with Pinchas. Some shittas are that Eliyahu Anovi was Pinchas. The Echtiv Be'ekana Kinosi, the Gam Be'Pinchas Be'Kanias Kinosi, says by Eliyahu Anovi Be'Kana Kinosi, says by Pinchas. And we know Pinchas, after the Ma'is of Zimra, he became a Kohen, he asked Kedushas Kohen. So a Kohen is not allowed to go into the Beis HaKvaros. So yes, Eliyahu Anovi, what are you doing in the Beis HaKvaros? Or Malay says a lot of koyin umar. So my timer koyin umar a basic chorus. What are you doing in the basic chorus? Or Malay, Elio Anovi said back to him, loy masni mar tyrus. I see that you did not learn the Mishnayos of Masechta Tyrus. Tatanya said over there, Heshim ben Yechoyoymer Kivreyem. Even though it's a Gemara in Yevamis, not a Mishnayos. That Yeshim ben Yechoyoymer Kivreyem, shalov de kechovim mei mitamim, that by a goyish cemetery there's no tumah. It's only when a Jew dies, by a Jew, there's tumah, but not by a goy. It says, lochov kivreyem, shalov de kechovim mei mitamim, shenem as a poskin yecheskel, ve'atem tsoini tsoin marisoi, odem atem. It means you are called an odem, a Jew. Atem kruyem odem, you Jews, you're called odem. And that's the pasha of tumah by odem. Odem ki yomos b'yoyil, the posik says. So by an Odom there's a parsha of Tumas Meis. V'ein oivdei kechovim kruim Odom. But a goy is not called an Odom. He's not called an Odom, therefore when he's Meis, he has no Tumah to him. So like Elio know that a tyrant to Rabba, what are you doing? How come you didn't learn Mistaf the Tyrus? How come you didn't know this halacha? Like what are you asking me? What am I doing in a basic chorus? I'm in a goyish basic chorus. Here it's Mutter. So Rab answered back to Eliyahu Novi, the Arbo Loi Metzino. What do you want from me? Like, I don't even know well the four Siddurim. Like, I don't know four Siddurim. Rashi says, the Arbo Loi Metzino, the Gersa, the Arbo Siddurim Kagoin, Moyed, Yeshuais, Noshim. He doesn't know Moyed, He doesn't know Yeshua. He doesn't know Nezikin. He doesn't know Noshim. Shehein Noigos Bizman Azeh. Kibizman Abayis. He doesn't even know these three Sidorim of Moyed, Noshim, and Nezikin. So Kachim Nami. And Kachim also really something you should learn now, and he doesn't even know so good. Kedechiv. Uvachom Mokom Mukta Mugash Lishmi. For Yamrinon and Mimor Menache says, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim. Hoiskin Behilchis Avoido Bechom Mokom. Zamir Chom, the learning Hilchos Kachim, Amsechta Kachim, is Mala Layam Akosav Kilo Makribin Oysam Beisam Migdash. It's Mamas considered like you're bringing a carbon right now in the Beisam Migdash. So therefore, like really, we should learn say the Kachim now. So these four Sadarim you should really learn now. You should learn Moyid, Nezikin, Noshim, and Kachim. So he's saying, these four Sadarim I don't even know well. Peshisha Matina, you want me to know six like the other two, Tyrus, and Zeroyim, I don't know. Rashi says like Vitzmiya, Zeroyim ain't a Noyig B'chutzlar, Zechain Tyrus. And Chutzlar says not Noyig Zeroyim and Tyrus, therefore I didn't learn them. So Amalei, Telio, Novi, asked him back, V'yamai, what are you so busy about? Like, why didn't you learn it? Why didn't you learn the sixth Sadarim? Amalei, the Chikali Milsa, the Sikali Milsa means I'm very poor. I can't afford to learn too much. I'm very busy. I'm dochek v'panosa. So what did Eliyahu HaNavi do to him? Dabrei, Rok spoke to him, v'ayle le Gan Eden. He took him in, Eliyahu HaNavi, took Rabbo Baravua up into Gan Eden. He took him into Gan Eden. And he told him like this. Omalei, poshe glimcha, take off your clothing, put it down. Sofi, shoko, mahani, torfei. Go collect all these leaves there. Rashi is Olin, some of the expensive leaves. Pick up all the good leaves here in Gan Eden. So that's what he did. So far he gathered them together, shokel. Kievinofik, when he was about to leave Gan Eden, Shoma he heard the comma that there was a voice coming out and saying, Man ko'ocholi almei karaba baravua. Who is like such a person that's gonna eat up his whole like Olam Habo in this world? Like what was he doing? He was taking back his car of Olam Habo of Gan Eden and gonna bring it down back to this world. It's not kedai, it's not worth it. So when he heard that, Nofati right away threw all the leaves back again, and Shadinu, he threw them all down, and he just went back with his clothing, that's all. And Afiluach, even so, Asyo Leglima, that his glima, the clothing he wore, received smell from Gan Eden. Rashi says, Sok glima, Nishat Reyach Mitoich Olin, Mitoich Talis, Vekolta Talisias Reyach, that his talis got a smell from Gan Eden. So therefore, Sok glima Reycha, and Zavne betrayed Salfa Dinrei. He was able to sell his clothing now for $12,000. And what did he do with the money now? Palginu, he divided it, for his son-in-law. Half for him, half from son-in-law. So kids, from this, he's able now to learn to sit without worrying about panosa. That was the mice with Eliyahu. Right, Tana Rabban. V'yim ish onihu loistishchal bi'avoytoi. If this loiva that owes you money is a poor man, and you take away from Mashkin his pillow, you have to make sure to give it back to him at night. Ho Oshir, but let's say he's rich, then Shochiv, then the Malv is allowed to use it. But the Mamai Koma, like what are you saying here? So Rashi says, B'chi b'shvil shu Oshir etiru lishka batalisoi, freyhu ribis etzloi. Rashi turns the question is, Lekuri, you're over in Issa ribis now. She yishtamish v'mashkun echinam. Like, what happened here? You lend somebody money. He owes it to you. He can't pay you back. You take away your mashkin. You take away his clothing. Now, if you take away his pillow, so it's mashmoni. If the laborer is poor, you have to give him back his pillow. But if he's not poor, if he's rich, then you're allowed to keep this pillow. If it hasn't been a rich, you're allowed to use the pillow and sleep with it. The kashrut is that's ribis. So malv is taking extra enjoyment away from the laborer, like without asking, that should be ribis. So Moran says, Omar Rav Sheshes, Hochikom, this is what I meant to say. V'yemish onihu loitishkav v'yavutza yeslecho. That if he's a poor man, avadi now to sleep with it, and he can't leave it by you either, he has to return it. Ha'oshir, but if he's rich, shochiv v'yavutza yeslecho. Shashachikom, loitishkav v'yavutza biyotcho. El hashivenu loike v'yashemesh, k'nesiv, hoshatoshiv loi. He's about to go Hashemesh. That if you're rich, if he's rich, you're allowed to keep it, not that you could use it. Just leave it next to you. In other words, Pasuk is saying that you're not allowed to sleep with it at all. The Malva can't use it at all. Just if the laborer is poor, you have to return it to him. If he's not poor, then you don't have to return it. You're allowed to leave it by yourself and hold on to the mashkin, that's all. But if you're not allowed to use it, otherwise it'll be Nisar Ribis. Turn around, Hamalvis chaveroi, if you lent your friend money, ain't a rishoy la mashkuna, you can't take away a mashkin. V'yeinu chayav l'hachzaloi, and you don't have to return it to mida. V'yoidu v'chol ha'shemes alolu, and you're overruled these lavim. So what's going on here? It says what? You can't take a mashkin, and they don't have to return it. What's going on? My come, like, what are you saying over here? How can you say, true, if you can't take it, so then what do you mean you're not mechayav to give it back? Yeah, you have no right to take it. And what do you mean you're over all these shemes? Avoshiv toshiv, latishka, davutoy, v'yad bo ha'shemes yeshevenu. What's going on here? It's almost like this. Omer Rav Sheshes, hochi koma. This is what the Braisa means to say. Hamal v'res chaveroi, einu rishoyi l'mashkunoi. That if you lent your friend, hamal v'res chaveroi, einu rishoyi l'mashkunoi. If you lent your friend money, you're not allowed to leave over, you're not allowed to take him out, einu rishoyi l'mashkunoi. V'yim mashkin, if they do take over mashkin, chayav l'hachli, you have to return it to him. V'yadu v'chol ha'shem et alolu. That's what I mean to say. Tataka, you yourself are not allowed to take a mashkin. And if you do, you have to return it. And if you don't, you're like, you're over all these five, these lavin. Rovam, Rovah says no. Hochi koma. It is what the Braisa means to say. Hamal v'res chaveroi, if you lent money to your friend, eina rishoy lo mashkunoi. You are not allowed to go into his house like a grab away a mashkin from him. V'yamashkunoi, if they did take away a mashkin, chayiv l'hachzaloi. You have to return it. When was this said? Shemashkinoi, shaloi b'shas halvosoi. Means I took away the shemashkin, shaloi b'shas halvosoi means bebezdin, Rashi says. In other words, when I lent you the money, it was a regular loan. Just later when I came to collect the money, you're not paying me. If you're not paying me, I take you to bezdin, and bezdin takes away a mashkin. So then you have this halacha. When bezdin took away the mashkin, so you have to return it to him at night. Avo mashkuni b'shas halvosoi. But if you took a mashkin, b'shas tavo, b'shas, you lent the money. You said right away, I'll only lend you the money. If you give me a pledge of mashkin in between, then the locker is in the chayv l'hafzaloi. Then you don't have to return it. So yoyvev b'chol ha'shemes alolu, what does it mean to say that the b'raisi you overrule these lavim? A reisha. That's going on the reisha. That when Bezdin takes the mashkin for you, then you have to return it to him at night. And if you don't return it to him, then you're over the lav. But if when you first lend him the money, you made a condition with him, I'll only lend you these $1,000 if you give me a mashkin, that you're allowed to do. And then that mashkin, you don't have to return to him. Even though he's a poor man. Well, right now, sure he's not poor. He has your money. But you're not mechuyev to give back that mashkin. You took it, you have a right to keep it. Tony, Rav Shizbi, Kaimi de Rova. Shizbi in front of Rova. Adbo Hashem es tishiven oloi. Pasuk says when it comes in the morning you have to return it. Zuksus Laila. That means Zuksus Laila. So it doesn't make sense to Chura. Mashma Adbo Hashem es tishiven oloi. By the morning that's when you return it to him. That's talking about Zuksus Laila. Then the pasuk says Hoshev Toshev Le'etovit Kavoy Hashemish. You should return to him the mashkin that's going Zuksus Yoin. It's talking about a kalim that are used by them.